He's got the toys. He's got showmanship. And he's got sex appeal. Ladies and gentlemen, from the great Southwest, here's the guru of gadgets, the dapper and dashing Don Bain, the Gadget Professor.
Gadget Professor.
Hello, everyone, and welcome. My name is Don Bain, and of course, I am the Gadget Professor. We're coming at you totally live and in color from our Scottsdale, Arizona studio. Welcome, everyone. We're on show number 505. Interesting show for you today. Some tech news, some interesting gadgets that are out there. And of course, we have those wonderful apps of the day. So hopefully you'll have an enjoyable show. Remember, you can email me 24 hours a day, 7 days a week at thegadgetprofessor@gmail.com. That's thegadgetprofessor@gmail.com. And I will answer all my email. I got an interesting email this week or last week. I can't remember. But someone had asked me about using Uma, and Uma is a Vonage-like service. It's a VOP, Voice Over Internet Protocol service, and Uma, Uma, is very good. There's no issues with it. I personally use Vonage, but they're extremely similar. Check out the prices, and whichever one you choose, it will work well for you. I have had Vonage for probably since it came out, and I tell you, when it first came out, it was horrible. But over the years, it cleaned out all the bugs, and it's working quite well. Uma also has been around forever, and that also works quite well. So it's a toss-up. Either one will work, and yes, you can port your phone number to those products with no issue whatsoever. I would suggest calling them first and making sure that you can indeed switch your number over. Technically, you own your phone number. The phone company does not. So give that a try and let me know how you make out. So let us now take a look at the gadget of the day. And I use this thing literally every day. This is it. This is an SD card reader. This is made by a company called Zelda. And they make a USB 3 card reader. This is nice because it's compatible with a variety of SD cards. SD cards are those little things that you will use to store all your photos and videos on. If you have any kind of a digital camera, even security cameras today use that. Movie cameras, your phones, everybody is using SD cards. I am not a big fan of SD cards because they're small. You lose them, especially the mini or the micro SD cards. I hate those things, but it is what it is. So this particular SD card reader will, again, read a variety of formats. Micro SD, which I told you I hate. The SDXC, the CF, the SD, the SDHC, the MS, the XD slash T-Flash MMC memory cards. It's a 7-in-1 adapter USB card reader with 5 gigabits for use on pretty much any iOS that you have. This will work on the Mac. It will work on the on your Windows platform, on your Linux, on Chrome. Pretty much anything that you plug this into, it will work. Price-wise, it's tough to beat. It's $15.95, so you can't complain about the price. Here we have a nice blow-up of what it will do. We'll show you the product in a minute. But here you see they take two cards that are the SD format and a variety of other cards, and also you can plug a card in on the back. So that's all nice. And it shows you that it has a USB plug on it that will plug in USB 3 to your device, whatever that may be. Again, compatible with all platforms, including Linux. That's real good. Very small. You could put it in your pocket. And it's quite fast. At 5 gigabits, it's very, very fast. I have been using this particular card reader for a long time. So here is the card reader. It is the Zelda USB 3 card reader. This is it. It is quite small. USB plug goes into one side. USB 3 goes into the other side. You have a nice little purple light that will light up right there. And basically, you're just going to slide your cards in. This will tip back. And here you go. There's an SD card in there, and what I like about this is it will read multiple cards at the same time. There's two SD cards in there. I have to pull this out to get in on the bottom. Here's this stupid little micro SD card. I hate these things. They're just too small. There's your mini SD card, if you can see it right there. I hate these things. They are so small, but there it is. It pops in there, and you have two slots for the SD mini micro card. So there it is. So this is a great little card reader. I've had no problems with it. I have 6 or 7 different card readers. I have them literally in my car compartment. I've got them in all my camera bags. And this little device works quite well. And for the money, you're not going to go wrong with it, especially if you have a lot of cards. So what I like about it is it reads multiple cards at the same time. When you put them in, you can see card 1 SD, card 2, micro SD, whatever it may be. That's very convenient, especially when you have a lot of media coming in from your security camera or whatever it is. Very convenient, and I think you will find these quite useful. So let's take a look now at some interesting devices that are out there today. This one is very curious to me. I like it. I do not have one yet. I have one on order. They're a tad pricey, but given what they do, this is called Pure Light. It's a pure air with a pure light. Yes, that acts like $1,000 air purification system, only much, much more. I don't even like the way this is written, the website, because it looks like a big come on advertisement. It may be, it may be not. I have a bulb, but I'll tell you, one light bulb is not going to air purify your house or probably even your room. But we have purchased one, and we shall see. The idea is good. And essentially what they're saying is these light bulbs will kill deadly germs, harmful mold, noxious odors, cigarette smoke, cancer-causing chemicals, pesticides, and much more. You're going to make your air, you're going to breathe fresher, cleaner, yada-da-da-da-da. You'll save money because they're LED bulbs. You get 100% back money guarantee. Again, I'm not saying you should get these. I'm going to check one out. Who knows? You can buy them right now. All right, let's shop the store here, and we'll see how much these things cost. I went like, what? Are you kidding me? But here's a six-pack for $132.65. They couldn't make it $133 or $132. It's $132.65. So I got one or two of these bulbs on their way. You know I'm cheap, so I bought one. But I don't know. We'll check it out. It sounds interesting. I'll let you know. I have no clue. Okay, here is a big thing today that everybody needs to be aware of. I have mentioned this many, many times on my show. Ransomware is growing exponentially every day. Thousands and thousands of people are being literally held ransom to get control back of your computer, and quite a few people, better than 50%, actually have to pay the ransom. They're not dealing too much with individuals, although that's changing too, but now they're going after major corporations and hospitals and governments and things like that, and it's really a big problem. I will direct you in the show notes to look at this ransomware article, and it's frightening. You can read it yourself. I don't want to take the time up on the show to read it, but this will send chills up and down your spine. Ransomware is something that you really want to deal with. Trust me. It's scary. I have had ransomware attack once several years ago. It was bad. I mean, it was real bad. I had everything backed up, but it's, let me tell you, you don't want to go there for a variety of reasons. Now, there is some hope. You can actually purchase ransomware software that will work, and I recommend that you do that. If you do not want to pay, but you still want to protect yourself, there are some options out there that are free. You can get the free anti-ransomware tool from Avast, excellent company. I actually use this, and for the most part, This will give you all the protection that the paid version will. I know that sounds crazy, but the main guts of this are pretty much identical. This will also work on your Android, your iOS, and your Mac. So this is free ransomware scanner and ransomware protection. I have been using this for quite some time, have had no issues with it. Maybe something you want to consider. There is another option out here. Kaspersky also has a free version of their anti-ransomware tool. If you click on this, you will see that you can download a free tool, Essential Ransomware Protection, completely free for download and use up to 5 devices. If you purchase their full-blown version, you're still going to get the ransomware protection, but they give you some added privacy protection and VPN and password manager. You don't really need that, so quite frankly, I would be very comfortable using either one of these products and using their free versions. Yeah. Also, another thing that you may want to know about is a Zone Alarm, which has been around forever. They have a free firewall. I use this all the time. I have been using their free version since it has come out, and it's been years and years and years, maybe 15 years-ish. It works great. I use the free version. I don't need anything more than the free version, and it does quite a nice job. So keep that in mind, and I do recommend a firewall. It's always extremely helpful, really. Okay, here is a cloud service that I use. I recommend this. This is called OneDrive Personal Cloud. You get 15 gigs free, so it's not going to cost you anything. And this is wonderful if you want to upload some stuff, some photographs, some videos, personal files that you want to save. And it's also a very, very convenient way for you to share files with anybody that you want, even large files. So consider this like a free Dropbox up to 15 gigs. Obviously, if you pay more, you're going to get more space. That's entirely up to you. But it's free to sign up, and you do get 15 gigs free. Very nice. I use this, and I actually have the paid version. I like it that much. Now, there's a lot of free software out there. Even though it's free, it gives you tremendous value. I have to tell you that, I do use Photoshop made by Adobe. I do a lot of photographic and video editing. I use almost all the Adobe products. I can't say enough about them. That said, this is a product called GIMP. It's been around for 25 years, and pound for pound, it's almost as good, pretty darn close to the full-blown version of Photoshop. They have a wonderful support community, so if you have a particular question, you're going to get on the horn there, jot down your question, and someone's going to email you back an answer or a workaround. So this is really, really nice. And if you want to fool around with making your photographs better and doing some really cool things, some cool special effects, certainly cleaning up the photo, removing dots and blemishes, and enhancing the color, the contrast, the exposure, all very, very, very simple to do on GIMP. So I highly, highly recommend that also. Okay. I always get this in the email. I don't read it anymore, but I send out a standard email. It's like a gadget professor. Where can I get a lot of free stuff? Where can I get a lot of free stuff? Well, there are a ton, I mean a ton of free stuff sites out there. I'm going to show you two. Now, I'm not recommending you do this because sometimes you'll fill it out and you won't get anything. Sometimes you will, and I gotta tell you, listen to me, sometimes you're gonna get a ton of email that you just don't want, garbage email. So what I may suggest is get an alias email. If you want, sign up for this site using the alias email. That way you know anything coming into it, for the most part, is going to be junk, although there may be communications from these particular free sites. This one is called thefreesite.com. Easy enough to remember, thefreesite.com. And here you get all kinds of junk. I mean, stuff free. Free books, free magazines, business freebies, free chat services, free email services, family freebies, free stuff facts, miscellaneous free stuff, kids freebies. You get the general idea. There is a ton of freebies. Some of these are legit. Some of them are just a bunch of bull, and you're going to get pounded with email. That's why I suggest that you use an alternate email for this site, but there are some things that are fairly decent. Another site is Pinch, P-I-N, or Pinch, P-I-N-C-H, Home, Pinch Home. This is not quite as bad as the other one in terms of getting a lot of junk email. So we'll send you free samples. Tell us what you think. No catch, no credit. Cards required. So you definitely want to check this out. They got all kinds of stuff, and I love the pictures. No, you're not going to get a cappuccino machine, but they put all this stuff up there to entice you and complete your profile. Click, claim your samples each month, share your feedback, and earn Pinch coins and get rewarded. So again, they're going to show you all kinds of chajerai, which is a Yiddish word for junk. And, you know, if you have nothing else to do, this might be a good thing, might be a bad thing, but I'm just telling you where to look. All right. This next one, I absolutely love, been using it for a while in our studio. This is called Blender. Oh, my God. I don't know how they give this away. This is free software, never looks so good. This stuff is awesome, and you can really do all kinds of high-end renderings here. This is just a small smattering of some of the crazy stuff you can do. And once again, I always say this, you may not be interested in this, but you may have kids or grandkids that will love this stuff. If you're a school teacher, even a college professor, this stuff is awesome, and it's free. What a great way to learn. Definitely highly recommended. And last but not least, I love this site. It's LibriVox. What's nice about this is it's totally free. It's all free public domain stuff. There's no copyright issues to deal with. This is really cool. This is free public domain books and audio books. You can literally borrow a book. LibriVox audiobooks are read by volunteers all over the world. If you would really like to contribute to this, they're looking for volunteers to read books. It's really a nice thing to do. LibriVox audiobooks are free for anyone to listen to on their computers, their iPods, or pretty much any mobile device, or you're even allowed to burn them onto a CD so you could listen to them in the car. This is a wonderful site. Tons and tons and tons of free content. Guarantee you that there is something there that you will actually love to listen to. Highly recommend this site. And also, if you really want to entertain someone or do something good for someone else, why don't you volunteer and read a book? All this stuff is really good, and I think it's something that is nice to do. It's always wonderful to be able to help someone else out. So please check out that site. I think you'll feel good, and I'll feel good listening to you. Read me a book. Read me a story. They got all kinds of great content on there. So good stuff. I actually have loaded a bunch of these down on a CD, children's stories, and given them to my grandkids, and they can listen to them at night when they're in bed when you've read them 1,000 stories and can't read anymore. Click on the CD. That's the way to go. That is going to wrap it up, folks, today for the Gadget Professor. Thank you so much for tuning in. I will see everybody next week.
The Gadget Professor is produced by Don Bain.
Multimedia Communications, LLC.
If you would like your product reviewed on The Gadget Professor or would like to appear on The Gadget Professor, contact us via email at thegadgetprofessor@gmail.com. The opinions expressed on the program by the host, guests, call-in listeners, or chatters are solely the opinions of the original source who expressed them. And thank you for watching The Gadget Professor.